Beginning the current daf and start the sukkah daf and dal. Begin the manal. We begin the tesis masses that begin with the words of the Gemara. Now the tema for the rabbanon. Well, you say that this halach of ein bein is even like the rabbanon, which Tesis explains how so, because the ein bein to come this that you say you don't have anything interruption. I mean, according to you, it makes sense because it's all one. How according to rabbanon would you say that you're not supposed to have any interruption? It means shaliyavsek bein zel lazeh habsaka merubah. Just means you shouldn't have a large interruption, the ligma shloshim, the amount of that it takes to finish all three. K'der bavo, like ravo, the mashil rishashon. This is an end mesat rishon of damam days. If shok the ligma is kula, if you delayed the amount of finishing all three, chayz the rish, you'd have to start over again. Which ulafugim the rabbiyachin. This would be excluding from rabbiyachin. Now the Mari says, as a sugi quoted, shok matesha tkiyas petesha shayz b'yoyim. If you hear 9 tkiyas in 9 hours in a day, you also fulfill the obligation. The shok the ligma is kulon, because he holds even if you waited the amount of time finishing all thing and chazal reish would not have to go back to the beginning. Kamash b'lon, there's a comment to tell you, no, like Rabbi Avoh, which Tais points out the dafka Rabbi Huda come Rav Kahana, that specifically to Rabbi Huda that Rav Kahana was saying that you not interrupt at all. That's what the gemara is coming out from the tikiyah troop. Tikiyah kul achasi, it's really all as one, and therefore v'la habsakum etas. That even a small interruption, that even less than amount of finishing all three, you shouldn't stop. As Tosafos points out, only enough of taking a breath, because actually the hafsaka itself, you have to have some interruption. Like the Gemara says in Rishon, of a tikatim tshuva, which is telling you to keep each individual element. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. According to me, we're not going to be concerned, even if you delay a long time, as long as you're not shoki the ligmas kula. But then says of Hashanel in Tekiyas regarding that we're saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda not interrupt at all. So regarding Tekiyas leNafkalam minei midal Rabbi Yehuda, so it wouldn't come anything any Nafkmin at all halacha according to Rabbi Yehuda, but look at Rabbi Yechonon that they have this machlekes about ligmas kula or not. Obviously, obviously the machlekes be according to Rabban. Or they says in Milatuva, the truth is there are a lot of different applications for their machlekes. It wouldn't be regarding tekiyas, but it'd be bahal, b'megillah, b'krishma, b'tefillah. That if you delayed the month of the whole thing, that you would have to start over the beginning or not. Kinnereth next Tosafos asks to begin with the words of the Gemara, shayir erva Pesach. That we have another case, my shayir, the high shayir that could be more than 48. You have other cases that were left out. Which one is that? That's erev Pesach. Why would we find that they're going to have also another case of 48 keys? Sheish b'shchitzas Pesach, yeah, by the slaughtering of the carbon Pesach, esem eshevet keys. You have 27 keys. How so? And if you have the 21 of every single day, so then you're going to have 48. How so? Sheish Pesach nishchad b'shalosh keys, because the carbon Pesach is slaughtered in three different groups. Kat achar, kat one group after the other one, kizam b'tam nishchad, like the Gemara teaches in the Mishnah Pesach of Samad Laman Aleph, v'chol kat kares ahal shalosh pam, and each group reads the howl three times. Sheish b'shchim v'lubim, because they had many karm Pesach, so they would do it three times in each kad. V'him tun hal b'shchidas, and they have to say hal when they're doing their shchita. And below him is speaking lishchad b'shchem kol kad b'kad at shikru gimel pam, and they didn't get a chance to finish slaughtering all the karm Pesach. Every single group, they already did three times hal for each group. Now, I v'avagav t'tan, although the Mishnah taught v'av b'shalei shoshim min, although they never did hal three times. Haynu l'gamru pam b'shalei shoshim, just means they didn't finish the third time. But ain't kat shalei hoisa gamros ishtei pam, but you didn't have any group that didn't at least finish two times, or maschaz b'pam b'shalei shoshim, and started the third time. And therefore v'ain chas min ha-tekiyas klum, they're not missing anything from the tekiyas at all. Shabbatchilo kriya taiken, because in the beginning of the kriyas of hal, that's when you blow. And b'chol kriya shalei tekiyas, in each kriya you have three tekiyas, and therefore you have three times. You're going to have the 27 tekiyas, because you have the 9 times 3, which is 27. Kach pitch, because this is how Rashi explains. It says, Taisis, vein alash mashmakin. But the meaning, because you have each time, yeah, how, when 3 times in each group, and times 3 is times 9, times is times 3, times is 27. That's how Rashi explains. But it says, vein alash mashmakin, but the wording actually doesn't sound like this, because man has a mission teacher, but they curse a howl, they would recite the howl. Im Gamrushan, if they finish, they would say it a second time. Bimshan, if they finish a second time, Shalosh, they would say it a third time. Av Pishlei Shalosh Min, although they never said it a third time in their lives, says Tais, Mashman sounds like Jabalik at Rishon, that even the first group, like his Chilipam Shalosh Min, sounds like, no, they never said it. They never even started a third time ever. Like Mashman, another point Tais brings out is that Shabarashi Prak might take it, not like Rashi, that they would blow in the beginning of the Hal. It sounds like that the Tekis were in the Rashi Prakim, the chapter headings of Halal. Can Ashkel Masech Tamed, like we find at the end of Masech Tamed, Gebet Shishal Tamed by the song of the Karmat Tamed. Divrei HaLevim B'Shir, the Levim started singing, so he gave the Perek, when they reached a chapter, then Taka, then he blew. B'Shtachavam, the people would bow down, I'll call Perek Tekiah, every single chapter would be a Tekiah. If I called Tekiah, B'Shtachavam, every Tekiah would have a bowing down. U'Shnei Perek Mesh B'Halal, and there was two chapters by Halal, as we find in Rabbi Yehuda. Something that he says, Mimim Shalkat Shalish, is from the days of the third group, Lahikila Mahafti, never reached to say Ahafti. Mashmat sounds like the Hafti here, Tchilas HaPerek, sounds like that's the beginning of a Perek. But how do you know it's Tchilas HaPerek? And how do we also know it's the beginning of a Perek? And maybe Perek Lulubagos, like the Gemara said, based on the Chesma base. Whereas the Gemara said, but the Mekan, from here, Shemitzel Anas Barsha Prokum, which was by Haidu, so Mitzel to respond by the chapter headings. And so it sounds like that's when they would do the Tekiyas. But Emo, you take him Tchilas HaHal, or Shalosh Tekiyas, yeah. They would blow the Tekiyas, you're right in the beginning of HaHal, but that would be three Tekiyas. Because none Perek Domenish, like the Mishnah teaches him, Sechim Nasam HaDam HaNav. Then the Lord lost his Azor. It says over there, when they would close the gates of the Azor, right away, talk about Eva, talk about, they would do a Tekiyah, true Tekiyah. Chain L'chol Perek HaPerek. Now, Tekiyas says, but that was every single chapter also. Nimzah comes out, LaHal Echa Teshat Tekiyas. Tekiyas says, no, not to get three Tekiyas very HaHal. Every single HaHal had nine Tekiyas. Because for every parak, you start with three, then the next parak, you had another three, and the next parak, you had another three, that was in one hal. And Bechim L'chol Kat V'Kat, this was for every single group. So actually, the En L'chol Kat, Shalahoyse Gemez Hal Echel Rabban. So therefore, actually, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. He says, according to Rabbanan, you didn't have any group that didn't finish Hal at least one time. So Nimza comes out, L'Shalaysha Kita, so therefore, comes out with three groups. Shalaysha Halalis, some total of three hals. And then each hal is actually nine. Ubehen Chavazayim Tekis, and that was the 27 Tekis. Even if it didn't appear Hal even the second time at all. And now, this, the truth is right, when they would say it even the second time, the Fisha Tekiyas too, but there was much more Tekiyas. So then the question is, so why are you saying there's not more than 48? It's just these that are definite, which you always finish at one time. That's just saying there was left over, and that's the other case of 48. But now we learn in the Mishnah, it says, you can't do more than 48. So it says, you're right, much like Shulia, the Gemara could have asked, there are times they would do more, when they would repeat Hal at least a second time for that cat. But it says, anyway, the Gemara asks a similar question, whenever Pesach is on Shabbos, then the Fisha Rebbe Yehuda Rabban, which we said, according to Rebbe Yehuda Rabban, different numbers, but according to both of them, it's going to be more than 48. The Gemara answers, yes, we're keeping the lesson of B'chol Shana like a Chazav, and since this is not every single year, we're not counting it here also, it's not every necessarily every single year, and therefore that same question answer would apply to what we're discussing here also. Now, another point Tosfos disagrees on Rashi. He says, Masha Pesach, according to this, Rashi explains, Shakat Koryas HaHal, that it's the group of the people bringing the Korban Pesach, they're the ones who recite the Hal. So it says, hakat, it's not that the group, the Yisraelim, who bring their Karm Pesach, they would recite it. Elavim Karm. Elavim would say Hal. Chenis would decept the Pesachim, so burn the seven Pesachim. Elavim ha yom dal duchanim, they would stand on the platform. Elavim is Hal Bashir, and they would say the Hal with the song. Im gamru shanu, if they finished once, they would do it a second time. Im shanu, if they finished a second time, shalesha, we do it a third time. Now, although they never did a third time in their lives. Yehuda says, from the days of the third group, they didn't even reach the Hafti, which says, what that means to say is, it's explaining, because the group didn't say halakorn, they never reached the Hafti in the Shchitas of the Karm Pesach of the third group.